Welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have the other host of Anthony.
Hello. Hi, Bill.
Hi. And you can reach out to us and ask us questions or just chat with us through email, geeksarewired@gmail.com. Send us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-GEEK. That's also 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you get the podcast early. And we also really do appreciate the help.
Indeed. So, I plugged in this dongle into my iPhone to test out whether the mouse would work.
Yeah.
I forgot I have a secondary keyboard enabled, and this is what it started typing.
Ah.
That's Japanese. I don't know how to switch it without pulling the on-screen keyboard up. I don't think you can.
Can you pull the on-screen keyboard up with the keyboard plugged in? I know you cannot on the iPad.
No, I don't think you can.
I have to unplug the connected keyboard to get the iPad. And for our listeners, this is not an Apple keyboard. This is a Logitech keyboard that is plugged into a Thunderbolt adapter. Is it Thunderbolt?
Lightning
cable. So it's a lightning plug adapter to a USB dongle to a Logitech keyboard with a mouse pad.
Oh, that was fun while it lasted. The results are it kind of worked, but kind of didn't. I didn't even see a mouse, but some of the gestures still worked somehow. And if you clicked, it would open up a random app. So I think the mouse is supposed to be there, or it acts like it's doing something. You just can't visibly see it.
Just invisible.
Yeah.
It's like occasionally when your mouse decides to hate itself on Windows.
What, and goes away?
Yeah, but it still works.
Oh, I haven't had that happen too often, but I actually had to put a, there's a feature on Windows where if you press the control key a couple of times, it'll make a flash going around the cursor. I had to do that and make my cursor black because I lose it so often.
Don't you have to turn that on, though?
Yeah, you do. Whereas on Mac, there's actually a feature on there where if you wiggle the mouse enough, it'll actually make it huge. It'll, like, blow it up. So you can see where it is. I wish Windows had that by default. Because I found that by accident one time, just messing around, and it was like one of the coolest features ever. It's the little things.
So I was thinking on your iPhone, you might have the ability to do the accessibility stuff.
Accessibility? Okay.
Like you used to be able to do, like what you used to have to do if you plugged in a keyboard that had a mouse, or you plugged in a mouse into the iPad, and it creates the ball on the screen. I'm trying to remember if it was touch.
I think that's only in... Oh, wait a minute. Assistive touch? Oh, no, it's not quite.
Yeah, I don't think it's... But it's one of the... There was a feature that it would make... That you had to turn on. It might not be on the iPad anymore.
So I turned on Assistive Touch on here. It's got this little, like, ball with...
Yes, yes. That is what you had to turn on.
I don't know how to use it, though.
So touch it.
I'm touching it.
No, don't move it. Just touch it.
Touch it. Oh.
Yes. If you just touch it, you get... But then if you plug in the keyboard again, you should get your mouse. Do you get your mouse? You got your mouse.
I have my mouse.
So that's how you had to do it.
And if I turn it off, the mouse goes away. So yes. Wait. Touch, move mouse. So if I leave that here and then get rid of it and then clicky. So that's weird. So
did it just move?
Yeah, it moved and it's gone now. I don't know. Maybe I found a bug with iOS 14. It wouldn't surprise me because it just came out, but... Yeah, mouse is there now. And assistive touch is off.
Eh.
I don't know. That was a cool experiment.
Yeah.
Now I know.
The more you know. Da 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 da.
Now you know. All right, tangents aside.
Well, no, you kind of got me on to before we tangent, we must tangent.
Oh, more tangents?
Yes.
Or is this, or is this a related tangent?
Related tangent.
Okay, what's the related tangent?
So you watched some of the iOS event.
Yeah. I watched all the iOS stuff. The only part I missed was the mini Siri.
So what do you think of the new iPhone?
I like it. I don't know that... So, they're not, like, super... How do I say this without pissing people off? Like, it's nothing, like, super game-changing. Though I do enjoy that they're going into what the processor does, like, their new processors each time. Because that's not something you get from Android. Because most of the time, they don't have direct control... Well, all the time, they don't have a direct control over the chip they use. So, they can't really... Like, they have... Okay. They have direct control over the chip they use, but they don't have the say on what's in it, really, unless they have one built specifically for them.
Mm.
And so this one, I need to open up the Trello card for it.
Did I actually get? Oh, you did put in the okay.
Yeah, I put a bunch of like Cliff Notes in it. Cliff Notes.
I moved it
right?
over. There you go.
Yeah, I saw that.
Guys, opening up our Discord chat.
No, I didn't put that in there, but can you just open up or yeah, do a Google search for Apple or A14 Bionic. iPhone. Apple iPhone A13 Bionic iPhone.
Yeah, why not? A13. Is it 14 or 13?
14.
All right. That the so which one are you on?
Yeah, go to the iPhone and then coming soon.
The legitimate link that's going to be in the show note.
Yeah, they might have, and then go to learn more. Yeah, that'll work.
All right, learning more.
I wonder if it has a
The listeners can follow along.
Yes, except for, you know, later on it won't be there.
Well, depending on how long. So the tech specs?
Oh, yeah. So this is another thing. So they were really hyping up 4G, or sorry, 5G. They were also hyping up the ability for, it's like, they called it AI and smarts, but really it's not. Basically what it boils down to is it'll use 4G unless you need the 5G speeds. Then it'll switch to 5G, and the reasoning for that is battery power.
I guess.
Because 5G will kill the battery, I think.
Yes.
So, that's cool. All their iPhone 12 models will have 5G, including their mini model.
Nice.
And I'm actually kind of... It's interesting that they have a mini model, because all the phones lately have been going bigger and bigger. And I kind of like it that they have a small one.
Do you like the small one?
I don't think I'll get it. I'll probably get the 12 Pro. I don't think I'm getting the Pro Max. That's way too big. Like, that's bigger than the phone I have now. And I have tiny hands, so that's not going to go well for me. Like, I can barely, actually, I can't hit the top of my phone with my hand without, like, going like this. They do have that thing where you can double tap to pull it down, but I don't use that often because I forget. But, yeah, that's cute. Keep scrolling down.
You get all the storage. Yeah, 6.1 to 6.7 between the Pro and the Pro Max.
Yeah. So it has that. It doesn't tell you what's in it, though. That's what I was wondering. I can try to find it.
So you're just talking about the A14 Bionic chip?
Yeah, because the A14 was in the new iPad this year. I don't remember if it was in the Air or the Pro. I just want the specs for it so I can go over them.
I know, I kind of threw you on the spot a little. You were like, maybe. And I was like, you know, you started talking about it, so... That's why it's, you know. And you watch the show.
I watched all but like 15 minutes of it because I forgot. Like, I didn't forget. I knew it was happening at that time. And then I lost track of time.
honestly, that's what I've been missing most of my events. Been like, oh yeah, I'm curious on this. I don't put a calendar reminder in, and then...
And it's gone.
Yep.
Or and it's done.
And which really sucks on, like, TikTok live events.
Can you not watch those later?
Nope.
Oh, dang.
They're live and that's it. It's like live TV. And I'm like, I have not watched live TV. Like, gone to, like, watch a show. Like, oh, this show's only on at this time. Like, yeah. I've even come to terms with I'm watching stuff after it is aired. The day after it's aired. And I really don't talk about a lot of the shows with a lot of people. And, like, Game of Thrones is, like, the last one. Like, season 4 of Game of Thrones is the last one that mattered when you watched it live.
Yeah.
Maybe season 5. Besides that, no, nothing else matters.
The last season was season 7. What was the last
season? It wasn't the last season. It might have been 8. Because remember, like, 7 was split up in these two short seasons.
Okay, so I do remember the second to last season. It was pretty good. They had, like, probably one of the best fight scenes that was ever recorded.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was, like, the highlight.
But only that was, I thought that was the one thing that was good that season.
No, I mean, so that season actually wasn't terrible. It was actually pretty okay. But it's, you know, that should have been the last season. They should have just left it.
But yeah.
So back to the A14, I found a little bit on it. So basically, I don't know how much other ARM chips are like this, but they have a bunch of, like, they have 8 general processing cores. 8 or 6? Trying to find it. 6, okay. So apparently they have 2 high performance cores called Firestorm and... Wait, is this the A14 or the A14 Bionic? No, it's supposed to be the Bionic, so... And apparently there's 4 cores that are more efficient, but... they have 16 neural cores.
Ooh.
And then... Yeah, they just have a... It's just built split up into a bunch of different cores, so... They have, like I said, they have just some general processing cores, but instead of just relying on those, like, desktop processors do that. Mm-hmm. The only difference is you now have graphics or GPUs, which some programs will use. Like, if they need to do a lot of stuff in parallel, they'll use the graphics cards. But most of the time, you're just using the CPU, which is just, like, most people, that's 4 cores, sometimes 2, for your normal computer or your laptop. As long as it's, you know, standard Intel, AMD, but
the thing you end up going with the higher with the 6 or 8 or
no,
quads popular. Or are you talking about GPUs?
No, I was talking. No, GPUs are like hundreds.
Okay.
No, I was talking just like normal processors. I was talking like normal people.
Dual and quad is what most normal people get.
Dual, quad, maybe up to 8. And that's hyper-threaded. Unless you're a gamer, which in which case you could have anywhere from 4 to... How much does the best i9 have?
16 or 32 now?
I think it's 32. Or if you're crazy and you have an Epic, like a AMD Epic, you could have all the way up to 64 cores with 128 threads. But you're up in the multi-thousand dollar range at that point just for the processor.
And you know what... how much RAM you have on that machine too, right?
What?
2 terabytes.
Not necessarily.
You would totally want 2 terabytes of RAM on that. If you had that many cores. I know, exactly. It's a ridiculous amount of money.
That'd be so much money. You'd have to make sure you had that insured.
Or you just never have to upgrade it for like the next 20 years.
No, I mean insured so that if your house burns down.
Oh, yes.
Or something, you're not out like 20,000. Actually, if you're lucky, that's probably like a $40,000 purchase to have that much RAM. And that's not even including all the storage space that you'd need. Well, not necessarily need, but would probably want.
You made me look at usually heavily on this usually. If you're getting a terabyte RAM, you're usually on servers.
I would say all the time, actually. You can get some workstations that do.
You can get a computer, a desktop that can support up to 2 terabytes. You have to get the particular motherboard with it, but
yeah, you can, but that's, I would call that maybe an enthusiast computer. Because most of the time, you only need that much RAM for server type stuff.
I could see some video editing.
I don't know, not 2 terabytes.
Yeah, you probably just have a ridiculous...
Like, what you would do at that point is that computer would be a part of a render farm.
True.
Which would be a server again. You might be using desktop like chassis, but it's a server. So...
That is not what I want.
Taking you to Newegg. Anyways, what I was getting at with the processors is, with these like special case processors, the nice thing about them is that since they're built specifically to handle these other tasks, they're going to be much more power efficient, because they don't have to use a general processing unit to do it, which usually takes up more because they're general processing units. So. I'm sure the other ARM processors are like that, like what other cell phones use, but I have no idea. I've never looked.
My phone actually has a separate GPU.
Oh, really?
Yes. I actually have multiple chips in my phone.
Weird. Most of the time, it's all part of the same chip.
No, it's actually, and I can even force it. That's the nice thing about Android is if you go into developer options, you can even, it does have a separate graphics card chip. I guess they're graphics chip. They're not really cards inside phones. They're barely cards inside laptops.
They're usually not, actually.
Yeah, they're usually just chips with...
Like, I've only had found...
Well, they're usually a board that kind of...
Always?
Sometimes, no, they can be a board that goes... Because they have their own independent RAM. Their own independent...
Yeah, yeah.
So it is a kind of a dedicated
it's
graphics...
It's not always that way, though. Like... Sometimes they have their dedicated RAM. Sometimes they have dedicated RAM and they share.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they just share the normal RAM. But, like, I've had one laptop, and it was from, like, 2008 or 2009, which had a dedicated graphics card, which I was really, like, stoked about. And I was hoping that I could upgrade it. You can't really find laptop video cards on the web. Or you could probably find it on the web, but they're hard to find.
I showed you what I found.
A video card?
Video card to like buy and put into your computer. Okay, you're right. Yeah, I thought you were just comparing.
I think that the reason for that is because they're usually purpose built for that chassis because the cooler has to be built to cool it down. And most of the time, actually all the time, you're not able to really change where that's mounted at. So I think that's why it's hard to find them. And I think the only way to get around that would be to either buy the same model but with better stuff for parts, or find someone who is selling that graphics card for whatever reason because they're parting out their laptop or something, which doesn't usually happen anymore, I don't think. But
usually when they're parting them out, they're older.
Yeah, they're usually like 90s, early 2000s.
Honestly, with like the reason I upgraded my laptop recently was so I could play a game that I've owned for like 5 years.
You could play it. It was just kind of sus.
I actually double checked it after, especially I double checked it that I could play it, and I even questioned it after I bought the laptop, and I still was like, yes, this is going to work. I finally get to play Fallout 76.
Just don't play it with 4K.
All the Ks.
I mean, you can play it with 4K. It's going to be on low detail. But you could do it.
With
I would recommend it.
External fan.
At least. Oh, you're a little cooler. Those coolers, I think, actually, depending on the laptop, they actually make it worse.
It depends. I got that when I had the MacBook Pro.
Yeah, MacBook Pro.
Because metal chassis.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So, I also found out your i9 and your AMD Ryzen 7 have 8 or 16 cores, threads.
So they make ones that go higher than that now.
I thought they did.
This is from 2019.
Yeah, I thought there was a higher one, but... Oh, there's also... Oh, there is a 64. Hey, look. Ryzen.
That's a Threadripper. So there's Threadripper, there's also Epic. They're different.
Ah.
Epic is definitely a server processor, because it's like... I'm holding up my hands now, but it's like this big. Like, that's how big the processor is. It's huge. Like, I would say 4 by 3 inches or something like that, maybe more. They're massive.
So is this... Oh, that you're... I see what you're talking about. Yeah. They're
huge.
64 cores. They're pretty... Like, and they're ridiculous.
Whenever these processors first came out, I think we were one of the... we being, like, the place I work at, they were one of the first people to order Epic servers from Dell. And so it took them forever to get them to us because they were still figuring out their manufacturing process, like the logistics. So, oh man, that's a dual socket one too.
264 core CPUs.
Oh, they're factory installed. I was like, that much just for the board?
Oh yeah.
It's 14,300.
Does actually
but that
come
includes
with
two Epic CPUs, which are 64 core each. So 128 cores, 256 threads.
Memory is minimum is 16, maximum is 2 terabytes.
Oh, there's a minimum.
There's yeah.
Weird. I wonder if it needs that much just to have the ability to address all those cores. That's probably why.
And it accepts 8, 16, 32, 64, and 128 gig sticks only. So you can't install a terabyte chip.
They don't have terabyte chips.
Now you gotta make me look this up again.
I don't think they have them, at least. Most of the time, you're just... I think they only go up to 128 right now. Because most, like, think about it. Most boards can only support 2 terabytes. They might be able to go higher. Like, Windows, I think, can only support 2 terabytes.
Windows can support 2, but... And that's pro. So you have to have all sorts... If you want this on your home computer, you have to have all sorts of things matched up. You have to have Windows 10 Pro. If it's Windows. For Windows 10 Pro, you have to have... you have to have a particular board. Mac? What does Mac top off at? Is it they also 2?
I don't know. Look it up. You got a computer in front of you.
What? What is the largest you said?
I thought the largest that they would normally generally produce is 128 sticks, like gigabyte sticks. Those are USB sticks.
I know. It totally, I dislike how it sends me around. Let's see what it wants to give me. Computer memory through Amazon. Oh, yeah. I also have something else on a side note. IFT is good on your pay what you want till the end of the month now.
Oh. Still not doing it, but...
I know.
That's cool.
Yeah, looks like it's just 128. Oh, there's a 256 gig.
Like 256 gig pack.
Oh, it is a pair. Yeah, you're right.
It's a pair of 30. It's 8 32 gigabyte Ooh. Sticks.
Oh, I can't get it. You're right. I can't get any smaller than 2. I like how I said to choose 2, and the very first thing it shows me is an 8-pack. Amazon's amazing. All right, you're probably right. I can't.
You got all that RGB. There's not RGB on these. The only one that had it was the top one, which also wasn't a correct listing anyways.
It was an advertisement.
No, it wasn't actually, I don't think. It didn't say sponsored on it or anything, so...
Ooh, I can't select one. Think it'll actually give me one?
It's not going to. Oh, because you have 2 selected.
I have to unselect it.
What?
There is a 256.
No, it's 8x32. That Corsair one is 8x32.
It's another... I dislike Amazon. I have mispurchased stuff from Amazon because of stupid stuff like that.
This is why I always like double check what it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't buy any, like, most things I look at now are the like I make sure I look at the reviews unless it's like a book. Because yeah, like if it's electronics, look it up.
Double, triple, quadruple check
also,
it out.
Also, don't buy Amazon basic stuff unless you want your house to burn down.
Yep, we talked about that a few episodes
ago.
Did we?
Okay, I couldn't remember. I was telling people about that last night at the a little gathering we did.
Mm-hmm.
They were surprised to hear that. Like, really surprised. They were also surprised to learn that the batteries are like that, too.
Yeah. So, the other fun stuff about your Apple iPhone. So, you have a magnet on the back now.
Yeah, MagSafe. But it's not the MagSafe that was for the MacBooks, which they still won't bring back.
Is that the one where the chargers click right into it?
Well, they would magnet into it, and then if you tripped on it or something, instead of bringing the whole laptop with you, it would just go cheek. Like, yeah. It would take the... It'd be as if you pulled something off, like a magnet off of a fridge.
Yeah.
So, and it would, one, save your port. Worst case, you strip the cord because you yank on it too fast.
It might yank from the wall side, not the, more on the wall side versus the computer side.
And then it's just safer. It's like, the reason why they don't have it anymore is because USB-C, and they wanted to have everything like two ports or whatever now. I get it to a point, but I would rather still have MagSafe.
Yeah.
But anyways, the idea is that, so wireless charging, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have your, I'm just demonstrating it for Bill. You guys can't see it, but.
He's explaining it to you.
Basically, if you put your phone directly centered over it, that's the best charging you're going to get.
Okay.
But it's really easy to set it off. Play like off center, and it'll probably usually still work. It's just way slower, and it heats up your phone a lot more. I think I've had mine do that at least. So the idea on this one is if you buy their new, like it's backwards compatible with like Qi chargers, but like the Qi chargers,
yeah,
still. But if you buy their wireless charger, it has a magnet built into it, or.
So
it might just be metal, because I think the magnet's actually on the phone. But the idea is that you, as you're bringing it closer to the MagSafe thing, it'll snap into place so that you don't have to guess where the charger is. That's not the only thing it's for. They also showed off, like, wallets that you could just slap onto the back of it. There's a, since the phone is flat now on the edges, they have cases that are just, like, a case for the back, and it just, like, slaps on with a magnet. And there's a couple other things. I'm curious if PopSocket will try to make stuff like that. I don't think they'll be strong enough. Oh, well, actually, they might.
Hmm.
Because if they make one that just snaps over the whole thing, that might be strong enough.
Yeah.
Like, over the whole back, I mean, not just in the center like it normally is. That might be strong enough. I don't know. But, like, it's gimmicky for sure and whatnot, but I thought the idea was cool. They're trying something new at least. And then other stuff, they're not including a charger anymore. Or the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking on that is that you already have enough chargers anyways, as it is, which I agree with, but the cord they give you, so they're still using Lightning, which I'm okay with personally because I don't USB-C, the dongles and stuff, like the accessories for it aren't consistent. They didn't used to be. They might be now, but
they've gotten better, I think. I like feel like
the when Apple got rid of the headphone port, they included that dongle.
Yeah.
So when Android started following suit and they have their USB-Cs, depending on the dongle you bought, it might work with one phone and it wouldn't work with another phone. And there'd be no way to know. Whereas with Lightning, you never really have that problem. But moving on from Lightning, the other end of that cord, it's not USB-A. It's USB-C. And all their, which is good in a way, but all their wall adapters that they've given in the past, USB-A.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like.
So.
So they're not sending you a charger, so you're going to have to buy a charger.
Yes.
Anyways.
But on the flip side, I think I read a story. I didn't look at it. I just looked at the headline. But supposedly Apple has reduced the prices for the chargers and the earbuds by $10 because they're not including it anymore. Which, if and that's true, cool.
It is also good because less waste, less
like I'm more or
shipping
less down
cost.
With it, especially less. Because, like, including the wired earbuds, almost no one uses them. Because you either use your AirPods or your other wireless stuff, or maybe you never use headphones with it and you're just using it with your car or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the not including headphones, I 100% get, not including the charger. Yeah, it was a cost saving measure to try to keep the price down, but it also has the benefit of just less waste.
Yeah.
So
and if somebody wants the wireless charger instead.
Which is a whole nother thing because there, like, you lose a lot of your power just from wireless charging, even
like
if you
half?
Have it. Yeah. It's like 50% efficiency, even if you have it, like, the best position as you possibly
mm-hmm.
can.
And leaving it plugged in, it eats up. It, unlike, so our normal electronics have what's called, like, vampire power usage.
Mm-hmm.
They eat up power just existing, just being plugged in the wall, not
mm-hmm.
being turned on or anything. The wireless chargers, phone chargers, are even worse because they are actually actively trying to to push out power.
They are, unless it's an iPhone. So what mine will do is I've noticed this. It has the smart charging thing. And so it takes a... Like it sees whenever you use your phone most and when you charge it most.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you use it most, but when you charge it. And so what it'll do is once it gets to about 80%, it'll stop charging. And then it puts up a little notification underneath it that says, we will finish charging your phone starting at 5 a.m.
So that's when you're plugged in.
Well, that's when it's on the wireless charger.
Oh, yours has wireless charging.
Yes, it has wireless charging, and whenever that pops on, I have a little green light that indicates that the wireless charger's going. That pops off. That goes off. I think the charging icon still stays on.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it's able to communicate with the thing that I exist. I just don't want power. Maybe it can't. Maybe it just actively just shuts off the magnet or the coil, but I don't know. It does it that way. Not all phones do it, and iPhone didn't used to do that. I think they only started doing it because they got in trouble for slowing down the phone after the fact to save the battery. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people got mad at that. I think that's fine, personally, because...
Well, they have won and lost lawsuits on that.
Yeah, and it's... Like, I don't know. I get both sides. Like, you should be able to choose whether or not you wanted it slowed down. But... At the same time, like, they actually were trying to let people still keep their phones for longer instead of going out and buying a new one, which is what they want you to do. They want you to buy a new one because more money for them, but they also want you to hold on to it because they've been known for that.
Yeah.
And, like...
And they keep the software updated on it, too.
The software still goes all the way back to iPhone 6 right
nice.
Now. Like, I think iOS 4... Can you look it up? I'm pretty sure iOS 14 supports iPhone 6, but I'm not positive.
I could spell.
iOS 17?
Yes, exactly.
Woo. You're 3 years away. There,
I'm thinking the future. And iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus.
Nice. And those are old phones at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like my phone is, well, the model's 3 years old. 3 years? Yeah, 3 years. And it still works pretty good. I want a new one, but mine's also slightly broken, so I am somewhat justified.
That does tend to make you want to trade faster.
If it's broken?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's usable still. Like, it could probably last another year or two, but... There's enough new features on this. Like, well, not necessarily new. They're new to me, because... I had the 8 Plus, but the 11 basically had all of it. Though the Pros do have LiDAR built into them now.
I do remember them talking about
like on
that.
The camera array, they have LiDAR. And it's, one, it is used for autofocusing, so it'll autofocus super fast. But its main intended use is for AR, like augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of having to gauge, like, depth perception and whatnot with, like, the cameras and... Since it has 2 to 3 cameras, it can get a pretty good idea how far stuff away is, how far stuff away is away.
Yes.
And just because stereo view, like it's the same thing your eyes do. because once you have 2 points of reference, you can guess the distance pretty good. It's not perfect, and so with LiDAR, it'll be more or less, like, accurate. Like, they can gauge depth that way, and then they can still use the cameras for, one, placing the stuff, like, having it visually placed there, but also to kind of track where it is, because even though LiDAR will tell you how far away something is, it's not going to be able to tell you, like, it won't be able to anchor the virtual object in the program, so you're still going to need the cameras, so.
That was actually one of the things I almost upgraded to the OnePlus 8 Pro. Because of that. They had that on theirs.
I think they had to disable it.
Huh.
Because it was able to see through plastic.
No, that was the camera type. That wasn't the LiDAR.
Oh.
And they ended up doing some updates on it. It was interesting, yes.
Yeah, it's still funny to me. But.
So.
Weird.
Anything else with the Apple?
Go back to the card. The only other thing we haven't talked about is the ceramic coating on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
So supposedly what it is they still use Gorilla Glass, I'm pretty sure. The only other difference is they put some kind of, like, crystal lattice on top of it to where basically it's supposed to have 4 times the drop performance. And what that means is if you drop your phone, it's 4 times more likely to survive than, like, I think an 11 was. Hmm. Like, it's less likely to shatter or
crack.
Crack, yeah. Which is a big problem, especially where the sides are flat now.
Honestly.
Because there's less.
I would rather, especially with my rounded edges, on the at least the screen, the rounded screen. Oh, I hate that now.
Yeah.
I like the flat, or I like the, you know, I guess where the screen might come up on the edges. Not screen, but the case.
Personally, I like the round edges on my phone that I have now, though I do like the flat edges, like just the way it looks. I do like it more, so I'm actually okay with them doing this, but my thinking is that your phone, that your protector case that you're going to put on, it's probably going to be rounded anyways, so.
Yeah.
Not that big of a deal. I'm just going to put a clear case on mine. Though I might try to go caseless. I probably won't, though.
Honestly, yeah, the phones are okay. If I really like my phone, I might get a case that. I don't know.
I mostly get the cases just so that, because.
The corners?
Yeah, the corners, because a lot of them have, like, the outsides are usually harder rubber, but the corners are usually softer so that they can absorb the impact a little more. Or not absorb, but slow it down.
And I think I would be more on board with a case that isn't, like, especially if my phone is pretty, if I could just get a case that goes around the edge of my phone.
A bumper case?
Yeah. Those are actually really hard to find unless you are, like, an iPhone or.
Because iPhone was the one that started the bumper case thing.
Well, no. The iPhone is one phone from the company, tons of coverage. If with Android, because you have so many options, the only way you're going to bumper case is if you are, like, the top three phones. And not companies, like, top three, like, Samsung's number one, Google's number one, and.
Yeah.
I don't know, somebody else that nobody really thought of. Yeah. And it, or maybe Samsung's top two.
Yeah, basically, the Pixels, OnePlus, maybe.
No, they're not on Samsung. That list. I got their top phone at the time. I went looking for that. No.
That's weird.
I know. I was very sad. Otherwise, I would have a bumper case. Because
yeah,
I kind of wanted one.
I might get it for the next one. Because, like, I'm debating on getting the Project Red one. Though, I don't know if that's available on the Pro. So, I probably won't get that.
Well, let's see here. I just realized we haven't done this. Because we've done on the other shows.
Oh. Try to make it as expensive as you can.
Just make it. Super expensive.
Well, start off with the Pro Max.
All right.
Which is a huge screen. Way too big.
All right, there we go. So.
Oh, you can't order that right now.
Aww.
Because those don't. I think that starts being able to be ordered on November 6th. You can only order the 12 and the 12 mini right now.
Aww. Well, I guess what can I get right now? So the 12. What? Did you find something?
Oh, never mind.
What?
Okay, no, keep that and then scroll down.
You want
corrected. And then do unlocked. SIM free, yeah. And then 256.
All the memory. All and the storage.
Do you know?
No trade in.
Then do continue.
No. Oh, should we get the monthly, the Apple Care, Apple Card monthly? One time payment is $979.
Huh. I wonder why you can't get the Pro on there. Go all the way to the top. Poor Fever.
There we go.
And then click on the iPhone.
Oh, I may have I started off at the iPhone 12, not the iPhone.
Well, usually that doesn't matter, I don't think, but. Maybe it does. Maybe it's actually legitimately considered a different product now.
I ran to that with the 8s. With the OnePlus 8s.
I don't know that you'll be able to pre-order it, but you'll be able to at least see the prices.
Uh-huh.
Oh, never mind.
Pre-order is 1016.
Pro Max.
Pro Max already starts off at $1,100. And your colors, no. But you said you're Pro?
No.
Nope. You cannot get the red.
Okay. Go to Pro Max. Do Pacific Blue. That's probably what I'll get instead.
All right.
Sim-free. Do 512. Oh, my goodness.
It's as much memory as mine has.
But you have an SD card, don't you?
No.
Oh, really?
Not.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Actually, no, I got to double check that. Maybe there's only 256.
I was going to say, that seems like a lot.
$1,399.
Which, to be fair, if you're going to keep it for more than a year, or two even, which you can easily do with these phones, not a bad price, I don't think. Because if you think about it, this can do a lot.
I was wrong. I was wrong the first time. It is only 256. Hey, it's still a decent amount for a phone.
Yeah, it is. Yours doesn't support an SD card, does it?
No, it does not. Neither does yours. But honestly, at 256 gigs internal, I'm happy with that.
Honestly, at 64 gigs internal, I haven't had a problem either. Okay, I lied. I have had a problem with that, but that's because I mismanaged it.
Yeah.
I let it either download way too many podcasts, or I think when I had...
You downloaded the music videos with the video part, didn't you?
No, I didn't do that part.
No.
It was some video service where I had pre-downloaded some stuff to watch on a plane, like
Netflix
2 years
or
ago.
Hulu or something like that, yeah.
And they were still on there.
Or Amazon. They do that too.
Even though I don't have the service anymore.
Ooh. It's not like you'd be able to play it. They usually want to verify that before they let
you. Oh, yeah, absolutely they would. Because I wouldn't... It would have made me log back in because my session would have timed out for one. But yeah, even with YouTube, it makes you, like, if you don't connect to the internet for 30 days after you download them, it won't let you watch them until you connect to the internet again.
So what's in the box?
Two things. Also, fun fact, apparently in France, it's illegal to sell a phone without a charger.
Oh.
So they'll come with one.
I just love how other countries do that. It's fun stuff. Their Windows machines don't come with Edge or IE installed. Their iPhones come with charging wall chargers.
Yeah. Okay. Do the same thing with the Pro. Let's see how much you can make it. I think it's just going to be a couple of hundred less.
So we were at 1,400, right? Yeah, we were at
1,400. Yeah, 1,400.
It's only going to be $100 difference.
Probably.
So, yeah, it's $1,300.
Yeah.
But you said you weren't thinking about the Max, so.
Go up to.
Carrier?
No.
Oh.
Do 128. Just curious how much that'll be. 1,000? That's not that small. That's
grand.
Double what I have.
It's half what I have.
Do 256. Probably 1,200. Oh, 1,100. Maybe I'll do that. That's not a bad size. Though really, I probably don't even need 128 to be honest.
Honestly, just go with the 256. Just accept it because you're going to upgrade to the next OS or iOS. OS. Yeah, I was going to call it OS. You're going to upgrade to the next OS.
Rant time. You finish your thing first.
Oh, but you're going to upgrade to the next OS, and you're going to install a bunch of apps, and you're going to have a bunch of photos, you're going to have a bunch of videos. So just have it, just get the 256, and then don't be annoyed at it in a year to two.
Yeah, probably. Or three.
Or three, maybe. Because
I'll probably hold on to it for a little while. The only reason why I would upgrade after this is in like 3 years after it's been that long, or they come out with something that's really cool, like if I, because I'm really interested in AR right now, that's the only reason why I want to get the Pro, is because LiDAR. Okay, it's one of the reasons why I want to get the Pro.
Yeah.
But, as if they're, because they're supposedly releasing the AR glasses next year.
Believe that when they finally do it.
I think they're at least talking about it.
I'll give them this. They are not going to release them unless they look good. Period.
And they have to function pretty good too.
And they have to function by at least majorly by themselves. Those are the things. Those are their stipulations.
Or
be wireless, I guess, to
no,
the phone.
Yeah, they'd have to be wireless, and then they use the phone as the.
But that's what Apple's doing, because Apple has developed glasses with a big old box that's wired mm-hmm. to the glasses, and they kicked it back. They're like, we are never releasing that.
Oh, were they actually trying to, like, was that their answer?
Well,
the development team's answer?
Well, the development, they were like, we want AR glasses. And the development team came up with a big old box and big old glasses, and Apple was like, make them smaller, period.
Oh,
both
yeah.
of them. They made the box smaller, and they made the glasses smaller. They kind of looked quite a bit better, but they weren't quite there, and they were still wired in. And Apple was like, all right, now lose the box and the wire.
So it depends on what they're going for. And they were...
And make the glasses look better.
There's a couple articles that were out there saying that they have two ways they can go. Either VR, like if they want VR support, and they want it to look... Like if they want to compete in the VR space, they'll probably go with the box method. Or at least have the option to have it tethered to a box.
But
the glasses are going to be too big. So
they'll
probably, if they decide to do that, I hope this sounds good because I've been talking on the side the whole time.
you are varying a little bit, but yes.
Okay, so because I shouldn't have done this. That's okay.
told you should put the arm closer to you.
Well, I should have made it to where I could face this way.
Oh, that works too.
To my left, but that's fine. So yeah, they'll probably have two models. If they decide to go that route, or if they're just going to go full AR, which I'm pretty sure they will, because that's what... Honestly, I see that being more usable.
And no one's really in the AR space.
Mm-mm.
Even though people have been wanting to for a while.
Well, Google... So, okay, other rant. Different rant. Google Glasses.
Yeah.
I was really excited for them when they first came out.
There you go. Better.
I was really excited for them when they first came out because the idea was that you had, like, glasses.
Yeah.
And you could even have them, like, on and relaying directions to you, like, just overlaid. And because I was a delivery driver at the time, that would have been awesome because then I wouldn't have to keep looking down at my phone. It's safer.
Yeah.
But now why I want them is because, and I think Apple's added in support in iOS 14 for this, but... You basically, I'm thinking of, like, you're walking around or something, and there's just these things that are, like, geolocated just right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, like, a stationary thing, could be a... and I think on AR Kit's website, which is Apple's thing, their subpart for it, they have a picture of a kid, like, they're holding up an iPad because of the bigger screen, but they have a picture of a kid, like, walking underneath, like, a... It's not a coral thing, but it's like an arch, which looks like an arch of corals. It's not a coral, but that's the closest color I can think of. So I'm thinking something like that. Or what would be even cooler is, like, I think it'd be cool to have, like, some kind of, like, a pet, AR pet or whatever, just follow behind you.
You mean like a Pikachu?
Yeah, or like a Pikachu, or just, like, your personal assistant is actually visible and interactable with. To a point, or something
like Cortana
like that.
Style,
or you just have stuff that's just like flying up in the air every once in a while, like just ambient mobs, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know, something like that I think would be cool. But
see some awesome ideas with that.
Yeah, like AR is where I think stuff's going. I'm excited for that. I'm not excited for VR until stuff gets like Sword Art.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
Which is going to be probably never, but maybe.
For safety reasons, I could actually see somebody may actually like break it into the market, end up getting sued into oblivion, leaving, doing something weird stuff. Because, I don't know. Well, because the thing about Sword Art is, even if it's a headset, all that, it is interacting with you wirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are feeling things.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that...
But the scary part is not only... Because having it, like, interact with your brain via, like, microwave or whatever they're doing with it, one, scary, but another thing is they have, like, another thing that's at the base of your spine, which, like, it's basically an electric field that just zaps it a lot. Or not a lot, but, it basically counteracts the signals that your body's sending down, like, at least for the motor controls, so that you don't act out on stuff and try to move.
Kind of like when you're asleep.
Yeah, basically. Same idea, but...
That's why you're not, like, jumping up and down, because, yeah, your body actually, like, or your brain actually shuts that stuff off, so mm-hmm. you're not...
It's supposed to. Doesn't always work.
You're right. It doesn't always, but a good majority of the time.
And then, so that would be cool. I'm going to go to my other rant now, because I think we're almost out of time.
Yes, we're getting there.
Where are we at?
50.
Where's that time?
Top center. Right around these spots.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's not like Audacity where it's big, like digital stuff. Anyways.
It doesn't have the counter at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different. I changed my...
No, that's okay. Other rant was... Okay, so you were talking about space on the iPhone.
Oh, yeah. That was like the final frontier.
So Apple Watch.
Yeah.
It has either 2 or 3 gigabytes. I can't remember which. So I upgraded my iPhone to iOS 14. And then after like a day or so, I've noticed that I've not been getting notifications on my watch, like ever. Like even because I blocked a lot of them off.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned I was going to do a couple of episodes ago, but... even the ones that were supposed to go through, like the text messages or something like that, never did. And so I opened up the watch app to try to see if I could see if it got turned off for some reason. Immediately brought up the upgrade screen, which, okay, that's fine, but it wouldn't let me install it because I didn't have enough space. You can't manage the space on the watch directly. And if I click cancel on the upgrade step, it would act like, oh, you have to reset and unpair. So I had to reset and unpair the watch, and then I wasn't able to use it for like 4 or 5 hours, which was fine. That wasn't that big of a deal. It was just annoying because I couldn't even go backwards to manage the storage space to fix it.
Yay.
So, and I didn't even start the upgrade to begin with. It was just there. So that was a rant.
Yeah.
Rant corner.
Hopefully the next watch is more storage.
I actually don't think it does. Let's look it up. Also, let's see how expensive we can make the Apple Watch 6.
iWatch. 6. I think it's Apple Watch.
It's the Apple Watch. It's not the iWatch, yeah.
I like calling it iWatch, though. Where's the watch? The watch.
The watch. Bye.
Starts at $400.
They do have a $250 one, though.
Ooh. Oh, like the... Oh, I forgot. Yeah, they had their...
The Watch SE.
Mm-hmm.
Just select one. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, why don't we start with the $749 one? Ha, 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 ha. We're going expensive here. The gold stainless steel cased leather link.
Oh, maybe it does matter. Maybe you do have to select a style before you can get here.
And then 44 millimeter wrist. Big wrists.
It doesn't matter on that.
Actually,
one.
Oh, that's just big size. That doesn't matter. The actual wrist size doesn't matter. Let's go small, medium.
And this one has LTE on it, so you don't get to choose.
Ooh.
Only 800, huh?
Yep.
That wasn't the most expensive one, I don't think. Go back.
Let's go back. We go. I feel like we did this when they first came out.
Yeah, and I feel like it was easier.
Yeah.
Click on compare at the top, right?
Oh.
Maybe that'll help. So Series 6, click on buy on that. So cellular starts at $499. Mm. Which is interesting to me because there's a $100 difference on that. Back again.
Right back where we started.
Yeah, just go back again. I want to show you something else.
Well, let me go down real quick. Yeah, I have to go do all sorts of other things. This was a lot easier last time.
It was a lot easier. So on the first one, it's $499 or $399. Whereas on the next one, it's $279 or $320.
Nine.
Yes, sorry. That's not a $100 difference, though.
No.
And I'm pretty sure it's the same modem.
Huh.
Like, they're both LTE. So that was always curious to me. It's a better bang for your buck or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
You get all sorts of fun.
And I think the only reason why you'd get the SE instead, well, actually, I don't even know why they still sell the 3, to be honest. The SE has more stuff, and you can't get the cellular with it anymore. With the 3, I mean.
You would get the...
It's cheaper.
3, because it's cheaper, and it's...
The SE is basically the same,
really,
though.
Not really
needing. Plus, it has a little bit more, too. Not much more. $80 more, apparently.
Yeah. Enough to make it $80 difference. And all you really get is fall detection, international emergency calling, and support family setup, plus GPS and cellular models, and a compass. And always on... altimeter instead of only sometimes on, apparently.
I'm pretty sure mine has the compass, and mine's just the normal one.
But yours is also back when they put the compass on them. Now they don't.
Does it not have GPS either?
I thought it had GPS.
Because that's the only
thing. Yeah, it has GPS. But it's not always on. That's what the apparently difference was.
Open compass.
Upgrade your storage. Oh, okay.
No, not upgrade my storage.
So, you have famous last words?
No, I feel like those are my rants.
I got my famous last words.
Okay.
Anthony?
Yeah?
How do you mend a jack-o'-lantern?
How do you mend a jack-o'-lantern? Let me think. I feel like I could answer this if I really tried, but nothing's coming to me.
Our listeners may even be yelling at you right now. The answer, with a pumpkin patch.